Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Charana Rottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udirayet Nashta Prayeshva Vadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Nashtiki Suprabhatam.
Dobre itro.
Suprabhatam means good morning.
Suprabhatam znači dobro jutro. Na sanskrit.
Okay, yeah. Is it a good morning or not? Good morning. Okay. No problem. Everybody happy?
Svi svi srećni.
Srećni. So, this morning I thought we could read something from the 11th canto to start off.
Ovog jutra tema će biti nešto iz 11. pevanja, s čim ćemo započeti.
This is a verse from Uddhava to Krishna.
Ovo je stih u kome Uddhava govori Krishni.
As Krishna is preparing to leave the world,
se Krishna priprema da napusti ovaj svet.
We don't have a board written out, so I guess I'll just read it through quickly. The verse.
Pošto nemamo tablu, ja ću brzo pročitati stih.
Or do you want to try this from hearing?
Želite probati samo slušajući da ponavljate.
Okay, we'll try it. Shaya Asana Atana. This is the reflexive ta. It's not da, it's ta, with the tongue on the top of the mouth. Ta Atana. Okay. Shayanasanatana Stanam Snanam Krida Asana Adishu Snana Krida Shanadishu
Snana Krida Shanadishu.
Good. Katam Tam Priyam Atmanam
Atmanam
Katam Tam Priyam Atmanam
Katam Tam Priyam Atmanam
Vayam
Vayam
Bhakta
Bhakta
Tyajema
Tyajena
Hi Vayam bhaktas tyajemahi.
Vayam bhaktas tyajemahi.
Okay, now we know the verse.
Sada znam sti.
I think I'll just go through the translation and purport instead of doing the word for word. Simply.
Možete reći po reći, pročitati ću samo prevod i komentar.
Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki. Yes, from Canto 10, Chapter 14, through Canto 12, whatever the last chapter number is, were translated and commented by His Holiness Ridayananda Goswami, and he was assisted by mainly Gopi Paranadana Prabhu and other.
Znači od 10. pevanja 14. poglavlja pa sve do kraja Bhagavatama, Bhagavatam je preveden i komentarisan od strane Ridayananda Goswamija i on je uglavnom bio pomagan od strane Gopi Paranadana Prabhu.
As requested by Srila Prabhupada before he left.
Kao što je Srila Prabhupada zahtevao pre nego što je napustio ovaj svijet.
Okay, my dear Lord, you are the Supreme Soul.
Dragi moji gospodine, ti si vrhovna duša.
And thus you are most dear to us.
I stoga ti si nama najdraži.
Doesn't make it bigger. Oh. We are your devotees.
Mi smo tvoji bhakte.
And how can we possibly reject you?
I kako te možemo odbaciti?
Or live without you?
Ili živjeti bez tebe?
Even for a moment.
Čak za jedan trenutak.
Whether we are lying down, sitting, walking, standing.
Bilo da ležimo, sedimo, hodamo, stojimo.
Bathing, enjoying recreation.
Kupamo se, rekreiramo se.
Eating or doing anything else.
Jedemo ili radimo bilo što drugo.
We are constantly engaged in your service.
Mi smo neprestano angažovani u tvojoj službi.
Mm-hmm. And we have a short purport.
Kratak smisao.
One should be constantly engaged in the service of Lord Krishna.
Osoba treba biti konstantno angažovana u službi gospodina Krišne.
By hearing about Krishna and by serving him.
Slušajući o Krišni i služeći ga.
We can give up the illusion of trying to enjoy something separately from the Supreme Lord.
I možemo napustiti iluziju pokušaja da uživamo nešto nezavisno od svevišnjeg gospodina.
If we neglect such hearing and serving,
ako zanemarimo tako slušanje i služenje,
our minds will become bewildered.
Naši umovi će postati zbunjeni
by the illusory energy of the Lord.
Iluznom energijom gospodina.
And seeing the world as separate from Krishna,
i videći svet razdvojen od Krišne,
we will take it as a place meant for our own sense gratification.
Prihvatit ćemo ga kao mesto namenjeno za naše sobstveno uživanje.
This gross ignorance brings nothing but trouble to the living entity.
Ovo grubo neznanje donosi ništa drugo nego nevolju živim bićima.
No? You are going to bless my speaking. We're just reading a verse from Uddhava to Lord Krishna from the 11th canto. We've been having a seminar discussing the Bhagavatam in terms of one particular theme, namely reception.
Imali smo prethodnih dana seminar u kome diskutujemo Šrimad Bhagavatam na jednu određenu temu koja se zove prijem.
And I've been trying to just give some, let's say, impressions to help you when you study the Bhagavatam to be aware of some patterns in the Bhagavatam that you might not otherwise be so conscious of.
Ja sam pokušavao da dam neke impresije, utiske koje mogu da pomognu vama u vašem studiranju Bhagavatama, neke modele koji sami možda niste bili svesni.
And as I explained to those who've been attending, this is all for my own purposes, to help me to clarify some ideas in preparation to write something.
I kao što sam objasnio onima koji su pohađali ove seminare, to je sve da pomogne meni da izbrisim neke ideje da bi mogao da pišem nešto na tu temu.
Unfortunately, many times when I think I'm clarifying something, I get everybody else confused.
Nažalost, kad god mislim da nešto razbistrim, napravim druge zbunjeni.
I was speaking to my students in Florida, sometimes explaining some philosophical point, and then they would just stare at me like, huh?
Govorio sam svojim studentima na Floridi, objašnjavajući im određenu filozofsku poentu, a oni su samo zurili u mene.
Well, in our discussion we got as far as the third canto. Basically we've been going progressively through the Bhagavatam, and we got into the third canto.
Znači, u našoj diskusiji krenuli smo od prvog pevanja i došli smo do trećeg pevanja.
And it became clear to me that it would take a lot longer to get us through the whole Bhagavatam just with this theme.
I postalo mi jasno da će uzeti puno vremena da se prođe kroz cijel Bhagavatam samo sa ovom temom.
So I thought today we'll make a big jump to the 11th canto, in which Lord Krishna is preparing to leave the world, and Uddhava is very distressed.
I mislio sam da napravimo veliki skok do 11. pevanja u kome gospodin Krišna se priprema da napusti ovaj svijet i Uddhava je vrlo nesrećan.
We had discussed briefly about Vidura, how in the third canto it's described he has been rejected from home and sent away, and he's gone on pilgrimage.
Kratko smo pričali o Viduri u trećem pevanju. On je bio izbačen iz kuće i otišao je na hodočašće.
And we were suggesting how, in a sense, this event of Duryodhana throwing Vidura out of the house is, in a sense, the inverse of the ideal reception.
I sugerili smo da je događaj u kome Duryodhana izbacuje Viduru iz kuće potpuno obrnut od idealnog prijema.
Vidura eventually will return home.
Vidura će se na kraju vratiti kući.
By the time he returns, the war of Kurukshetra has already finished.
Ali kada se on vratio, rat na Kurukshetri već bio završen.
So when he comes back, Duryodhana is no longer there.
I kada se on vraća, Duryodhana više nije tamo.
Dhritarashtra is still around.
Dhritarashtra je još uvijek tamo.
And this becomes opportunity, which we read in the first canto, for Vidura finally to say what he had to say originally before he was thrown out of the house.
I to postaje prilika za Viduru da konačno kaže ono što je u početku imao da kaže Dhritarashtri pre nego što je bio izbačen iz kuće.
And at that time he is very much welcomed when he returns after his journey. He is welcomed with open arms by Yudhishthira, the Pandavas, and also Dhritarashtra. They're all very happy that he has returned.
U to vreme Yudhishthira, Pandave i sam Dhritarashtra dočekali su ga sa velikom dobrodošlicom.
And so there is this very nice reception. You can say in two respects. There's a reception of someone coming home after a long time, a kind of homecoming.
Znači, postoje ovaj veoma fini prijem nekoga ko se posle dugo vremena vraća kući.
And there's a reception of knowledge.
Postoji prijem znanja.
Vidura is finally able to speak to a Dhritarashtra whose ears are now opened to hear transcendental knowledge.
Vidura konačno može da govori Dhritarashtri, čije su uši sada otvorene da čuje transcendentalno znanje.
It took a devastating fratricidal war to enable him to start to listen.
Trebalo da se desi užasan bratoubilački rat da bi mu omogućilo da postane sposoban da sluša.
But all right, whatever it takes.
Ali šta god je trebalo da se desi.
Whatever it takes to open our ears to the words of the devotees, the words of Lord Krishna.
Šta god treba da se desi da otvori naše uši za reči Bhakta i za reči Krishna.
Well, also in the third canto, we hear from Uddhava as Vidura meets Uddhava in his travels.
Također u trećem pevamu čujemo od Vidure, kada Vidura sreće Uddhava u svom putovanju.
And by the time they meet, the war is already over, all the Kauravas are destroyed, but also the Yadavas have also been destroyed, and Lord Krishna has also left.
I do trenutka dok se oni sećaju, rat je već gotov, znači Kaurave su uništeni, Jadave su također napustili ovaj svet, ali također gospodin Krishna je napustio svet.
And Uddhava is in he's in a very intense mood of separation from his Lord.
I Uddhava je u veoma intenzivnom raspoloženju odvojenosti od svog gospodina.
And there are beautiful recollections by Uddhava in chapters 1, 2, and 3 of the third canto.
I on ima divna sećanja na gospodina koje se nalaze u poglavljima 1, 2 i 3 trećeg pevanja.
And in that section he's mentioning briefly what becomes expanded in the 11th canto, his meeting with Lord Krishna.
I u tom poglavlju on kratko objašnjava ono što je detaljnije objašnjeno u 11. pevanju, njegov susret sa gospodinom Krishnom.
In the Mahabharata, this same pastime is of course described, the Mosala Lila, the destruction of the Yadavas at Prabhasa Kshetra.
Mahabharata je opisano kao Mosala Lila, uništenje Yadava na Prabhasa Kshetri.
And according to the Mahabharata, Uddhava, when he saw what was happening, and he saw that Lord Krishna was going to leave, he didn't say a word to anyone.
I prema Mahabharati, kada je Uddhava video šta se događa i da će gospodin Krishna da ode, on nije rekao ništa.
Nije rekao ništa.
It's a double
negative. Double negation. He didn't say nothing to nobody, no how. All he just went off in a lonely place himself, sat down, went into yogic trance, and left his body. Finished.
Jedno što je uradio, otišao je na usamljeno mesto, seo je i u jogičkom transu je napustio.
There's no mention of him meeting with Krishna and having the conversation which goes over many chapters from chapters 7 through 29.
Nema pomena njegovog susreta sa Krishnom što je opisano od poglavlja 7 do 29.
So the Bhagavatam, you can say, elaborates where the Mahabharata is silent.
Znači Bhagavatam opisuje ono gde je Mahabharata čutljiva, što ne opisuje Mahabharata.
Or you can say the Bhagavatam gives the internal perspective, where the Mahabharata is giving the external.
Možemo reći da Bhagavatam daje unutrašnju perspektivu, dok Mahabharata daje spoljašnju perspektivu.
So in these verses, which include the verse we've read, Uddhava is appealing. He is pleading with Krishna, please, let me go with you. You're going away, I want to go with you.
Znači, u ovim stihovima Uddhava moli Krishnu, pošto ti ideš, molim te, dopusti mi da ja krenem sa tobom.
I can't tolerate the thought of being without you.
Ne mogu da tolerišem misao da ću da ostanem ovde bez tebe.
Because you are my life and soul.
Zato što si ti moj život i duša.
So in this verse he elaborates on that. He says whether we are lying down, sitting, walking, standing, bathing, etc.
Znači u ovom stihu on to opisuje, bilo da mi ležimo, sedimo, stojimo i tako dalje.
We are constantly engaged in your service.
Mi smo neprestano angažovani u tvojoj službi.
And therefore he has this kind of rhetorical question. How will it be possible to live without you even for a moment?
Zato on postavlja ovo retorično pitanje. Kako je to moguće da živimo bez tebe čak i za trenutak?
So here we get an idea of the ideal mood of a devotee in relation to his Lord.
Ovde dobijemo ideju o idealnom raspoloženju bhakte u odnosu na gospodina.
The sense that it is not possible to live without him. That is the feeling of one advanced in spiritual life.
To znači da nije moguće živeti bez njega. To je osjećaj onoga koji je napredan u duhovnom životu.
Even in our, you know, sort of beginning stages of spiritual life that we're all stumbling through, we can also have a sense of that.
Čak i u našim početnim stadijuma duhovnog života u kojima se saplećemo, mi još uvek možemo imati taj osjećaj odvojenosti.
How do you say stumbling?
Spoticati.
Spoticati. That's nice. Spoticati. Yes, sometimes we might feel like that. We're kind of stumbling through devotional life.
Nekad se možemo osjećati da se spotičemo u duhovnom životu.
Sometimes kind of slipping and sliding, but somehow or other getting up and continuing on.
Klizamo se, padamo, ali na neki način ustajemo i nastavljamo.
Still we can feel that what would life be without Krishna? It's unimaginable. If we are practicing sincerely spiritual life for some time, then we can't imagine life without it, can we?
I ako iskreno praktikujemo duhovni život za neko vreme, ne možemo zamisliti život bez gospodina, ne?
So this means that even in our imperfection, we are in the process of making place for Krishna in our hearts.
To znači čak i u našem nesavršenstvu, mi smo u procesu u kome pravimo mesto za gospodina u našem srcu.
I was explaining yesterday that in the second canto, in terms of our theme of reception, one can see two components. One, the in the chapter, the Lord in the Heart, we can think about how the devotee, yogi, is preparing the heart as a place of reception for the Lord.
Ja sam juče da u drugom pevanju u pogledu ove teme prijema, u poglavlju gospodinu srcu, kako jogi priprema svoje srce za prijem gospodina u srce.
And the inverse of that, there's a description of several avatars of the Lord, brief description. Why does the Lord come? Because people have forgotten how to receive the Lord in the heart, so the Lord has to come himself and knock on the door, say, hello, hello, I'm here.
I obrnuto od toga postoji kratak sažet opis avatara koji se pojavljuju i zašto se ovi avatari pojavljuju. Gospodin se pojavljuje zato što su ga ljudi u materijalnom svetu zaboravili i on mora da dođe i da kuca na vrata njihovog srca i kaže, halo, ja sam ovde.
Knock, knock, who's there? There were always these jokes, these riddles in America when I was growing up. You'd say, someone would say, knock, knock, and you'd say, who's there? And then they'd answer half the answer, and then you say, so-and-so, who? And then they'd answer, and there was some joke about it. You have that? No? Yeah. Huh? modern style. Oh, I see. The older generation, they have this. You've gone beyond that silliness.
Dok sam ja bio mlad, poslali su u Americi ove vrste igara i viceva. Kad bi neko kucao, onda bi ovaj drugi pitao, pa ko je tamo? I onda bi ovaj nešto drugo rekao. Ali izgleda da u moderno vremena ne postoje više to.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Krishna.
Knock, knock. Ko je tamo? Krishna.
Krishna who?
Ko je Krishna? Krishna ko?
Devakinandana Krishna.
Devakinandana Krishna.
Yeah, so then the Bhagavatam, you can say, from third canto through the ninth canto is giving an expanded explanation, description, narration about the different avatars of Krishna, each one coming and knocking on the door. Here I am.
Znači, od trećeg do devetog pevanja Bhagavatam daje objašnjenje za svakog avatara koji dolaze i kucaju na vrata. Ja sam ovde.
And then one can look at how in the different lilas of Krishna appearing there are different receptions for him.
I možemo posmatrati kako se onda u različitim lilama u kojima se gospodin pojavljuje postoje različiti prijemi za njega.
In the case of Nrsingadev, there's not such a friendly reception from Hiranyakashipu.
Nalazimo da ne tako prijateljski prijem od strane Hiranyakashipu.
We talked a little about that yesterday. In the case of Vamanadev, that's quite a different situation.
U slučaju Vamanadeva, to je potpuno drugačija situacija.
Little Vamana dwarf comes to Bali Maharaj and knocks on his door.
Mali patuljak Vamanadev dolazi na vrata Bali Maharaja i kuca na njegova vrata.
Who's there?
Ko je tamo?
Vamana.
Vamana?
Vamana who?
Ko je Vamana?
Anyway, so then there's this discussion. We're all familiar how Bali Maharaj is, he's a big kshatriya and he's a little bit proud. He owns the universe and Bali comes and very humbly, sorry, Vamana comes and asks for 3 steps of land. That's all I want.
Znači, svi znamo priču. Bali Maharaj je veliki kshatriya i on je malo ponosan, a onda Vamana dolazi i traži mu samo tri koraka zemlje. To je sve što želim.
What? You only want 3 steps of land?
Šta, želiš samo 3 koraka zemlje?
Hey, come on. Don't insult me.
Hajde, nemoj me vređati.
I can give you so much more.
Mogu ti dati toliko puno više.
Because this is the Kshatriya spirit. They want to show their largesse, their generosity.
Ovo je raspoloženje kšatrija. Oni žele da pokažu svoju velikodušnost.
They want to show their wealth and to impress with their wealth.
Oni žele da pokažu njihovo bogatstvo i da impresioniraju druge sa njihovim bogatstvom.
But Vamana is a Brahmana. Vamana, Brahmana.
Ali Vamana je Brahmana.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Vamana.
Knock, knock. Ko je tamo? Vamana.
Vamana who?
Vamana, koji Vamana?
Vamana, Brahmana.
Vamana, Brahmana.
So, says, no. One shouldn't ask for more than one needs.
Ne. Osoba ne treba tražiti više nego što mu je potrebno.
So I'll be happy with 3 steps of land.
Zato ću ja biti srećen sa 3 koraka zemlje.
And then there's this discussion with Shukracharya. Shukra understands what's going on. That there's some divine deception going on here.
I onda dolazi do ove diskusije sa Shukracharyom. Shukracharya razume da postoji neka božanska obmana koja se ovde dešava.
Another interesting theme of the Bhagavatam, divine deception.
Druga interesantna tema Bhagavatama, božanska obmana.
How the Lord deceives for his higher purposes.
Kako gospodin vara zbog viših ciljeva.
So Shukra knows he's out to take everything you have.
Shukra zna, on je napolju da bi uzeo sve što posjeduješ.
And Bali is exhibiting his devotional feeling, he says, if he's going to take everything, if he's Vishnu, he's going to take everything, let him take everything.
Bali pokazuje svoje devocijske osjećaje. Ako je on Višnju, ako želi da uzme sve, neka uzme sve.
And so he begins to mark out with his feet these three steps which he wants to have.
I on onda počinje da pravi ova tri koraka koja želi da uzme.
I always wondered about that. If you know, if you wanted three steps of land, that means you want a triangle of land, basically. One, two, three. Otherwise, you have a non-enclosed plot of land.
Uvijek ste se pitao ovome, ako želite tri koraka zemlje, to znači da želite trougao koji će ova tri koraka da okružuju. Inače, ako ne želite trougao, ako to nije trougao, onda imate nezatvorenu parču zemlje.
Did anybody else ever wonder about that? Or am I...
Da ste se ikad pitali o tome?
Am I crazy?
Ja sam ja lud.
Yeah, I think about strange things sometimes.
Ponekad mislim o čudnim stvarima.
So three steps, and we all know his steps suddenly became something quite different from what they might have appeared to be.
Tri koraka
su the whole universe.
Tri koraka, ali iznad oni postoje nešto sasvim neočekivano. Sa tri koraka uzeo je ceo univerzum.
And this is one of the dangers that householders are concerned. If an ascetic, if a renunciant comes to their house and asks for something which they cannot give, ooh, this is a problem.
Evo jedna opasnost oko koje su grihaste zabrinuti ako askita dođe i traži nešto što oni ne mogu dati.
You can think of the Bhagavatam in terms of these meetings of householders and ascetics and how these interactions take place.
Možete razmišljati o Bhagavatamu u smislu interakcije između domaćina porodice i svetaca koji dolaze i kakova interakcija se odvija.
In the fifth canto, Rahugana, this king, again, a bit proud, and an ascetic, Jarabharata.
Petom pevanju kralja Rahugana, koji je opet malo ponosan, i asketa Jarabharata.
And of course, in this case, Jarabharata gets an opportunity to discuss with the king, to give him transcendental knowledge. So he becomes a receptor of that knowledge.
I naravno u ovom slučaju Jarabharata dobija priliku da prenese transcendentalno znanje kralju Rahugani i on postaje prijemnik transcendentalnog znanja.
It's an interesting discussion actually, because Jarabharata plays with the things that the king has said to him, attempting to insult him, and he turns them all around and says, you know, actually, you're right. Everything you've said about me is true.
Interesantno kako Jarabharata se igra sa rečima. Kada ga kralj pokušava da uvredi, on kaže, znaš, sve što si rekao meni je istina.
Okay, back to Vamanadev, the trickster god.
Ali idemo nazad na Vamanadeva, prevarantskog boga, ili na, tako nešto, boga koji vara, trickster.
You don't have a word for trickster?
Varalica. Varalica. Yeah.
What is it?
Varalica.
Varalica. Varalica Bog. Huh? So, Bali Maharaj was ready for anything. He was ready. Okay, maybe it is Vishnu. So let him take whatever he wants.
Bali Maharaj bio spreman na sve. Možda to jeste Vishnu? Okay, neka uzme sve što želi.
And of course, that's what Vamanadeva did. He took everything and more.
I naravno, Vamanadeva je to uradio, uzeo je sve i čak i više.
With only two steps, there was a step remaining.
Samo sa dva koraka, a ostaje još jedan korak.
You promised me three steps of land. I've covered everything with two. What am I going to do with my third step?
Obećao si mi tri koraka zemlje, ali ja sam sve pokrio sa dva. Šta ću da uradim sa svojim trećim korakom?
Put it on my head.
Stavi ga na moju glavu.
It's where it belongs. Anyway.
Kamo oni pripadaju.
We can also pray to Lord Vamanadeva. pray to the Lord, please put your lotus feet on my head.
Možemo se isto moliti Gospodinu Vamadevu ili Gospodinu, molim te stavi svoje lotosno stopalo na moju glavu.
What a crazy religion.
Kakva luda religija.
We pray to God to put his feet on our head.
Molimo se Bogu da stavi njegovo stopalo na našu glavu.
Step on our head.
Da stavi stopalo na glavu.
So in this way Bali Maharaj of course becomes successful in his spiritual life, and he perfectly receives the Lord, not just on his head but in his heart.
Na ovaj način Bali Maharaj postaje uspešan u duhovnom životu i on savršeno prima Gospodina, ne samo na svoju glavu, nego i u svoje srce.
His reception of the Lord then becomes an example. He becomes a Mahajana.
Njegov prijem Gospodina onda postaje primeran i on postaje Mahajana.
Now, there are many stories about Krishna in the... Well, the whole 10th canto is about Lord Krishna. Krishna, not really as avatara, but as the supreme personality of Godhead. And there are many cases of reception in the 10th canto.
Znači, postoje puno slučajeva prijema u desetom pevanju, gde je Krishna sveviše božanska ličnost, ne avatar, nego sveviše božanska ličnost.
In fact, one could just have a seminar about Krishna in the 10th canto in respect to reception.
Možemo imati samo seminar o desetom pevanju, što se tiče prijema u desetom pevanju.
But the essential point, we might say, of all of this, the whole Bhagavatam, is Krishna has left the world, and this is Uddhava's anxiety, Krishna is leaving the world. So what do we do now?
I glavna poenta ovde je da je Krishna napustio ovaj svet, to je Uddhavina briga, i šta sada da radimo?
This is the question of the sages of Naimisharanya. This is the question of Maharaj Parikshit. Now that Krishna has, well, Naimisharanya sages, now that the Lord has left, what do we do?
Ovo je pitanje svetaca Naimisharanya i Maharaj Parikshita. Sada kada je Gospodin otišao, šta da radimo?
The sages in Naimisharanya were performing a sacrifice.
Sveci Naimisharanya su vršili žrtvovanje.
Similarly, a sacrifice was going on in the Mahabharata. It was a Sharpa Satra. It was a sacrifice to get rid of all the snakes.
Slično žrtvovanje se događa u Bhagavatamu, žrtvovanje da se unište sve zmije.
In the Naimisharanya forest, the sages are understanding that the age of Kali has come, and they're prepared to perform a 1,000-year sacrifice.
Šumi Naimisharanya, sveci su shvatili da je doba Kali došlo i spremni su da vrše hiljadugodišnje žrtvovanje.
And it's standard practice in Vedic sacrifice. There are certain periods within the process of sacrifice where, in a sense, nothing much is going on, and everyone is waiting for the next procedure to happen. And during those periods, the bards, the Puranic reciters, will recite stories, Puranic story, Puranic accounts.
Standardna praksa u vršenju ovih žrtvovanja da postoje određeni periodi u kojima se ne dešava ništa specijalno. I u tim pauzama, postoje recitatori koji recituju Purane.
And so, this is fitting with that same idea that the Naimisharanya sages, they want to perform this long sacrifice, and they've realized, actually, the sacrifice, it's not working. They can't even get their fires burning properly. Back up, start over. Okay. The sages in Naimisharanya want to perform sacrifice.
Znači, sveci Naimisharanya žele da izvrše žrtvovanje.
Which normally would have some breaks in which some discussion would go on. I know, so I'm re-explaining it a different way.
Okay, znači, to žrtvovanje ima neke delove u kome se ništa specijalno ne dešava.
But in this case, they found that they couldn't even get their fires lit.
Ali u ovom slučaju su pronašli da nisu čak molili da zapale vatru.
All they got was a bunch of smoke in their faces.
Sve što se desilo, to je bio oblak dima u njihovom licu.
So then the conclusion was, let's just forget all this and just hear Bhagavatam.
I onda je zaključak bio, hajde da zaboravimo na sve ovo i samo da slušamo Bhagavatam.
Let's just hear Krishna Katha.
Hajde samo da slušamo Krishna Katha.
And anyway, this is the best thing to do, because if we can keep hearing Krishna Katha, because Yamaraj is also present, he won't disturb us.
U svakom slučaju, najbolje da slušamo Krishna Katha, pošto Yamaraj je također prisutan tu i on nas neće uznemiravati.
Because he'll be kept busy hearing Krishna Katha and he'll forget about his job, which is to, you know, dispatch us all to Yamaloka.
Zato što će on biti zauzet slušanjem Krishna Katha i onda će zaboraviti na svoj posao da nas odvuče na Yamaloku.
So sometimes Shonaka Rishi had to re-inspire Sutta to keep talking. Come on, keep talking. I know there's more you can say about Krishna.
Ponekad Shonaka Rishi treba da ponovo inspiriše Sutu da nastavi da govori o Krishni. Znam da ima još puno da pričaš o Krishni.
So then this becomes the process for this age. What do we do in this age? Uddhava is asking, what are we going to do without you, Krishna? The answer is, we're going to hear about you.
To onda postaje proces za ovo doba i Uddhava pita, šta ćemo da radimo bez tebe, Krishna, kad ti odeš? I odgovor je, nastavit ćemo da slušamo tebe.
But we can't just sit around all day listening to Krishna.
Ali ne možemo samo sjediti ceo dan ovde i slušati o Krishni.
Or hearing about Krishna.
Ili slušati o Krishni.
We start to get nervous.
Postajemo nervozni.
We have to do things.
Treba da radimo stvari.
We have places to go, people to meet.
Imamo mesta koje treba da posjetimo i ljudi da sretnemo.
Things to do, places to go, people to meet.
Stvari da uradimo, mesta da posjetimo.
There's a world out there.
Ceo svet je tamo napolju.
There's a world to conquer.
Ceo svet da se osvoji.
So, all right. Uddhava says, yes, we're doing so many different activities.
U redu Uddhava kaže, radimo toliko puno različitih aktivnosti.
Sitting, walking, standing, bathing.
Sedimo, hodamo, stojimo, kupamo se.
Playing football.
Igramo futbol.
Well, it doesn't say football.
Ne kaže baš futbol.
But it says krida, which means play. So while playing.
Kaže krida, što znači igrati se, znači dok se igramo.
Computer games.
Kompjuterske igrice.
Yeah, we'll do some computer games and think of Krishna.
Igrat ćemo neke kompjuterske igrice i mislit ćemo o Krishni.
Well, maybe not.
Možda ne.
Krishna computer games, that's what we need.
Možda trebamo Krishna kompjuterske igrice.
So, throughout the Bhagavatam, throughout Krishna's instructions to Uddhava, throughout Krishna's instructions to Arjuna, again and again is this idea, become absorbed in Krishna, become associated with Krishna.
Kroz Bhagavatam i kroz Krishna upušta Uddhavi Arjuni, koja navode osobu da postane, da počne da razmišlja konstantno o Krišni, da se druži sa Krišnom.
Be Krishna's bhakta.
Sa Krišni bhaktama.
And bhakta means one who shares.
Bhakta znači onaj koji deli.
Yes, share your life with Krishna.
Podeli svoj život sa Krišnom.
Don't keep your life to yourself. Share it with Krishna.
Nemoj da zadržiš svoj život samo za sebe. Podeli ga sa Krishnom.
And sharing with Krishna means sharing with Krishna's devotees.
Deljenje sa Krishnom znači isto deljenje sa Krishnim bhaktama.
Dadati pratigrinati guhyam akyati pritchati bhunte bojayate chaiva. Six things we can do in loving exchange with devotees.
Znači šest stvari možemo uraditi u ljubavnoj razmeni sa bhaktama.
These are priti lakshana, qualities of love.
To su priti lakshana, kvaliteti ljubavi.
All of this sharing brings us to become always closer to Krishna, and even though Krishna is absent, he's not absent.
Sve ovo deljenje dovodi nas toga da postavimo bliski sa Krishnom. Iako je Krishna odsutan, on nije odsutan.
But then again, he is absent.
Ali opet, Он е отсътен.
A devotee is always feeling, there's something missing in my life.
Бхакта увек осеща, нещо недостига в моем живота.
Until I have Krishna, there will be always something missing.
И док нямам Кришну, то че увек недостига ти.
And so a devotee cultivates the feeling of hankering, longing. Where is Krishna?
И зато бхакта, он култивише осеќај чежње, де е Кришна?
And so this becomes the essential, you could say, primeval question of the devotee. We talked about questioning yesterday.
Постои изворно питање за бхакте.
Где е Кришна?
Where is Krishna?
Did I get it right?
Yeah.
We ask small children.
Питамо мало деца.
We bring them in the temple. Where is Krishna?
Доведемо их у храм и питамо где е Кришна.
And the child points. There is Krishna.
И дете покаже таму е Кришна.
And we feel very happy. Ah, this our little child is becoming Krishna conscious.
И ние сме врло среќни, наше мало дете постае свесно Кришна.
So ask yourself at unexpected moments while you are eating, while you are sleeping, while you are bathing, while you are playing football.
Питате се на очекивани моменти кога спавате, седите, јадете, играте фудбал.
Где е Кришна?
Де е Кришна?
And then the answer is there.
И онда одговор е таму.
Krishna is knocking. I'm here.
Кришна куца. Јас сум овде.
So then we just have to open the door and receive.
И онда само треба да отворимо врата и примимо Кришну.
And welcome Krishna.
И укажемо добродошлица.
Свагатам, сусвагатам, Кришна. As the song goes.
Добродошел, Кришна, свагатам.
Сачи мата sings so sweetly this song. Свагатам, сусвагатам, Кришна.
Сачи мата пева тако лепо ову песму. Свагатам.
Суагатам. Literally, it's one of the most literal translations. In English, you have the word welcome.
Буквално то значи, кога се преведе на англиски, то е welcome или добродошао.
So the English word come in Sanskrit is agatam. The English word come to
Engleska реч doći значи agatam.
And su means good or well.
И су значи добро.
So Suagatam becomes svagatam.
Suagatam postaje svagatam.
So welcome.
Dobro došao.
Have a good coming.
Dobro došao.
Have a good coming. I don't know.
Imao anyway. Dobar dolazak. It's most strange.
So and we are inviting Krishna when we are chanting.
Mi pozivamo Krishnu kada mantramo njegovo ime.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare. But then we invite him and then we ignore him.
Ali tada mi ga pozivamo i onda ga ignoriramo.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. What time is it? It's time for breakfast.
Vreme za doručak.
So we're trying to invite Krishna, then we have to also welcome him.
Pokušamo da pozovemo Krišnu, ali isto treba da mu ukažemo dobrodošlicu.
We have in the Bhagavatam several times Prabhupada has the expression oral reception.
U Bhagavatamu se više mesta pominje oralna recepcija.
And that oral reception is coming when the ears are open to Krishna.
Oralna recepcija se dešava kada su уши отворени за Кришну.
But they will not be open to Krishna if they are opening to other things.
Али они не ќе бидат отворени за Кришна ако се отворени за други ствари.
If they're constantly focused on hearing answers to questions about eating, sleeping, mating, defending, then they will not open to questions and answers about Krishna.
Ако су уши непресно отворени на одговарање, на слушање питања, једење, спавање, брање, размножавање, онда они неће бити отворени на слушање питања о Кришни.
So we can I'll finish just by returning to Uddhava and his wonderful example.
Завршићу тако ћу се вратити на Удаву и његов диван пример.
Although it doesn't say so in the Mahabharata, in the Bhagavatam we get 22 chapters of Krishna's instructions to Uddhava. So Uddhava is very eager to hear from Krishna.
U Bhagavatu imamo 22 poglavlja u kome Uddhava sluša od Krishna, što se ne pojavljuje u Mahabharati.
So that kind of opening up to Krishna, we can do this, and the Bhagavatam is there, ready for us, simply to open the page. We can read, we can hear, we can study.
To otvaranje prema Krishni, Bhagavatam je tu za nas. Treba samo da otvorimo Bhagavatam i da slušamo i da studiramo.
And in this way, we are certainly worshipping the Bhagavatam and worshipping Lord Krishna.
I na ovaj način, mi sigurno obožavamo Bhagavatam i obožavamo Gospodina Krishnu.
Grantaraja Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande. Questions are there. I see a very earnest hand here. Yes.
I don't understand the meaning of the word reception. Kako je drugi deo? Šta je drugo što se pita?
Ili se odnosi na prijema znanja ili vladaka, tako je da nema osobama koje zanimljuju.
It's about reception, personal knowledge. Okay, is it reception of those who are interested in transcendental knowledge about Krishna? That reception, what is the meaning of this?
Well, I'm suggesting there are two meanings, and they both go together.
Postoje dva značenja, one idu zajedno.
One is receiving transcendental knowledge. You could say that's internal, if we wanted to make such distinctions.
Jedno je primanje tog transcendentalnog znanja, i to je unutrašnje aktivnost.
Or we might say three meanings. One is receiving. Let's put it like this. There's the sort of external understanding of receiving in a social context, of receiving guests.
Postoji spoljašnje razumevanje u socijalnom kontekstu primanje gostiju.
And there's this notion in India of atithi, that you receive an unexpected guest with the assumption that this person may very well be Lord Narayana in disguise.
U Indiji postoji taj običaj da primate neočekivane goste, pretpostavljajući da on može biti sam gospodin Narayan.
So there's great concern in Dharma Shastra about properly receiving guests.
Znači, Dharma Shastra se puno bavi pravilnim primanjem gostiju.
And as I was suggesting, there's an anxiety at the same time that if I don't do it right, instead of getting blessings from the guest, I might get cursed or my family might get cursed.
I sugerio sam da postoji ta zabrinutost. Ako goste ne primim pravilno, onda mogu biti proklet.
But the Bhagavatam is going far beyond that because it's speaking about receiving the Lord.
Ali Bhagavatam ide mnogo dalje od toga. On govori o prijemu gospodina.
and receiving knowledge of the Lord.
И приемо знание от Господина.
And this is about receiving in a sort of internal sense, receiving the Lord in the heart.
То е примање у внутрешен смисло, примање Господа у наше срце.
So both are there, and they're interrelated by keeping, for a householder especially, to keep the spirit of welcoming guests, especially welcoming Vaishnavas.
И обава значаја се повезана специјално за домаќине породице, да задржат дух примања гости, специјално Vaishnava.
Then they receive the blessings of those Vaishnavas.
Онда они добијају благослови ових Vaishnava.
By that blessing, they receive blessings of Krishna. They're able to receive Krishna in the heart.
И тим благословима они добијају благослови Кришне и постају способни да приме Господина у њихово срце.
One of my godbrothers likes to make a practice. I always admire him for this. Tatvavit Prabhu in Slovenia, I think, some couple of years ago, he decided to make a point of going to visit all the householders in the yatra, right?
Jedan moj godbrother, Tatvavit Prabhu u Sloveniji, imao je jednu praksu koju se ja uvek divim, da je hteo da poseti sve domaćine porodice u yatri.
Everyone became very blissful from what I heard.
Yeah. Svi su postali veoma blaženi.
Is that okay? Yes.
Deva is one of the others. And while you were speaking about Deva, I was remembering that somewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam, I think it is in the third canto, describe this level of the God realization which the others had. And it is said that they understood that Krishna is the incarnation of super soul, but they didn't have the realization that he is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this was interesting for me, because for me it seems that if someone has this realization that Krishna is the incarnation of Paramatma, then automatically he has
To je objašnjeno u Šrimad Bhagavatamu negde, i mislim da je u trećem pevanju, da su jadui imali realizaciju da je Krišna inkarnacija Paramatme, ali nisu imali realizaciju da je svevišnja božanska ličnost. Pa mi je to bilo interesantno, jer meni bar izgleda da ako neko ima realizaciju da je Krišna inkarnacija Paramatme, onda iz toga automatski sledi da ta osoba razume da je on svevišnja božanska ličnost, pa sam zamolio da to objasni.
Hare Krishna. I'll just say that we get a sense in our literature that there's good, there's better, and there's best.
Ja bih samo rekao da se u našoj literaturi pojavi da postoji dobro, da postoji bolje, da postoji najbolje.
There's transcendental, there's more transcendental, and there's most transcendental.
Postoji transcendentalno, više transcendentalno i najviše transcendentalno.
There's perfect, there's more perfect, and there's most perfect.
Savršeno, još savršenije i najsavršenije.
Now technically in English language when you say something's perfect, it's a kind of absolute state. There's nothing beyond perfect.
Tehnički na engleskom kada kažete savršeno, to je kao neko apsolutno konačno stanje, ne postoji ništa savršenije.
But in our transcendental language, mathematics, whatever, we get more perfect and most perfect.
Ali na našem transcendentalnom jeziku ili matematici postoji više savršeno i najviše savršeno.
So the yadavas, they're perfect, but, or they're more perfect, I forget the hierarchy, but they're not most perfect.
Jadavi su savršeni ili su više savršeni, zaboravio sam hierarhiju, ali nisu najviše savršeni.
But it's also explained in commentaries from Jiva Goswami and others, that in any case, these are eternal associates of the Lord. There's no question of their being separate from the Lord. This is pastime. They annihilate each other themselves as the Lord's pastime in order to return to be with him in the spiritual world.
I objašnjeno u komentarima Džive Gosvamija i drugih ačarja da su svakom slučaju oni večni prijatelji gospodina i da se to, da su oni uništavaju između sebe da bi se vratili nazad sa Krišnom.
But I think Satchinanand Swami is studying these things very deeply, so you have some further comment on this.
Mislim da Satchinanand Swami ima neke dalje komentare na ovo, pošto on studira ovo.
Well, if we enter this subject matter, we have to go through the door of the understanding of rasa. What is the relationship to the Lord, and in which way does the Lord reciprocate in rasa? Please study the Bhakti Rasamrita Siddhi for that matter. I'm happy to have the microphone because I also want to ask the question.
Oh, okay. Was this okay?
it's a vast subject, but that's the door you have to enter and then find the answer. The Yadu's Vriya Bhagavatamrita also describes different God realizations according to different types of rasas. And of course the gopis are listed as the highest, being situated in the highest rasa, the Madhurya rasa. First of all, I really want to thank you very much for this well-structured lecture. I really want to say, in order to attract good people, we need more such lectures, and I can really see how your professorship has prepared you to give ISKCON what is so direly necessary. Really, I was totally could see this. The very good train of thoughts and revelatory speech, really wonderful. I would just like to ask you on this one question, in which I was thinking about. In Chaitanya Charitamrita is also this point of reception. The question comes now that you can translate. There's this Kundicha pastime, which is all about that receiving Lord Jagannath in the purified throne of the heart.
Yeah.
And that pastime, which really deals with the reception, and it is commented very extensively. It seems to be very important for Chaitanya Bhakti.
Yeah.
That pastime makes the explicit point that it is necessary for the sadhaka to try to purify the heart as much as he can. Could you maybe just give a little tour de brezo, a fast tour through the Bhagavatam, where the subject matter of purification is also highlighted. We of course know in these very important key verses where, you know, in the beginning
Shindatam Svakata Krishna.
Yeah. Have you thought more about this? Can you give us a Tour de France or Tour de just Tour de Academia through this subject?
Please. U Chaitanya Charitamriti mi dobro znamo za tu Gundiča zabavu u kome se Gospod prima u Gundiča templu. I istovremeno tu se pravi poenta da treba da primimo Gospodina u naše pročišćeno srce. I ovaj deo u Chaitanya Charitamriti je vrlo puno komentarisan i objašnjen. Da li ti možeš da nam sada daš neka ostala mesta u Bhagavatu na brz način, neki Tour de France, 10 tema pročišćenja isto pominje.
Tour de France. Well, I won't be able to say anything really comprehensive or satisfying. Just one thought maybe I'll bring up because I was writing about this.
Neću moći da kažem ništa suviše sažeto i zadovoljavajuće, ali samo jednu misao, pošto sam pisao o ovome.
That maybe there are some exceptions, but for the most part, the narrations about devotees and their interaction with the Lord in the Bhagavatam are such that the devotees are already devotees.
Možda postoje neki izuzetci, ali u većini slučajeva naracijeme u baktama i njihovom odnosu sa gospodinom su takve da su bakte već bakte.
And the episode, whatever it may be, is a process for them to become better devotees.
I epizoda, ta epizoda u kojoj se one pominju, je epizoda u kome oni postaju bolji bakte.
I mentioned this, it's kind of self-understood or obvious to us, but in most of the Puranas, which also deal very much with bhakti, this is not the case.
U većini Purana koje isto govore o bhakti, to nije slučaj.
Rather, you have narrations where someone, by some interaction, becomes a devotee, becomes confronted by the Lord one way or another, and becomes a devotee.
Radije imate naracije u kome neko ko prethodno nije bio bakta, postaje bakta nakon što sreće gospodine ili na neki drugi način.
But starting with Narada Muni, for example, in the first canto, we hear from him autobiographical story, how he became a devotee in his previous life.
Ako počnemo sa Narada Munijem, u prvom pevanju mi čujemo od njega kako je on postao bakta u svom prethodnom životu.
And, yeah, on and on, you can... Prahlad Maharaj. Bali, you might think, well, maybe he wasn't a devotee until he met Vamana.
Tako dalje, Prahlad Maharaj, Bali, on možda nije bio bhakta pre nego što je sreo Vamana.
But then again, he's ready to surrender completely to the Lord.
Ali ponovo, on je spreman da se potpuno preda gospodinu.
So it's not something I've worked out in any detail, but it's just something that struck me and something I was writing that they're already bhaktas from the word go. They've already previously become bhaktas.
To nešto što me pogodilo. Oni su već pre toga bili bhakte.
And therefore, the emphasis in the Bhagavatam is on, you might say, on the scrubbing process. Okay, you're a devotee. That's very good. Now there's some scrubbing needed to advance, to become more pure.
I sada postoji neko pročišćenje ili trljanje koje će nam, vi ste već bakte i sada ovo pročišćenje će vam pomoći da postanete bolje bakte.
And of course there are trials.
I postoje naravno poteškoće.
So when Chitraketu is confronted with being cursed by Mother Parvati,
i kada je Chitraketu bio proklet od strane majke Parvati,
he says, okay, so I have to become Vritrasura. Yeah, why not?
On kaže, dobro, okay, ja treba da postanem Vritrasura, zašto da ne?
And then as Vritra, when he meets with Indra, he says, come on, Indra, do me in. The quicker, the better.
I onda kad kao Vrita sretne Indru, onda kaže, hajde, Indra, napadni me, što brže, to bolje.
Hajde, Indra! Let's go. So he wants to get the further purification that will come by being killed by Indra.
On želi dalje pročišćenje do koga će doći time što će biti ubijen od strane Indre.
So that he can resume, you can say, his position. But it's a resuming which is a step further. He's now a step further advanced in his spiritual life.
Da bi ponovo mogao da povrati svoju poziciju, ali ovaj put na jednom višem nivou, pošto je on napredovao u duhovnom životu.
So I can't substantiate this, but my little hypothesis is that one of the messages of the Bhagavatam is that it's a never-ending process.
Моя мала хипотеза е една от порука Бхагаватама да е то процес без края.
Even the unnamed gopi in the rasa dance, when she is found alone, having been abandoned by Krishna, she has a lesson to learn.
Чак и неименована гопи в десетом певанју, каде е оставлена од стране Кришне, она има лекцију да научи.
So, like that, there's a kind of ongoing purifying lessons, and they're just that, they're ongoing. But it's becoming, of course, more and more blissful, more and more ecstatic, never-ending, nava-nava-rasa.
На тој начин постои непрестано учење, непрестано прочишćење, ali to postaje sve više i više blissful, blaženo i novo.
Više i više blaženo. Is that okay? Yes, Rajakishore. One more question and then I think it's time for pizza prasad. Yes.
Well, you were speaking about receiving of knowledge. I mean, Srimad Bhagavatam receiving, welcoming Krishna. And you didn't say much about why. So I would briefly, I don't know what you were having in mind, but I would briefly go through the classical answers, like, we need that just to destroy the doubts, and why? To transform our heart, and why? Well, to be able to go back to Godhead. Why? Because we are living here the unnatural life, fake one. Mm-hmm. So my question is a little bit back. If our heart is already transformed, is it the absolute realm? Or if we stop receiving this knowledge, this Srimad Bhagavatam, actually transformation back is possible? Thank you.
Можеш ти да преведеш?
Краќа верзија е дали е трансформација срца unazad moguća. Jel, treba bi da sve provjeram. Malo je duže pitanje. Ovako. Maharaj je rekao da treba da primamo znanje, jer je to vrlo važno. Nije pričao puno zašto, pa sam ja onako, nisam znao čemu on razmišlja konkretno, ali sam prošao kroz klasične odgovore zašto treba da primimo znanje, da bismo odagnali sumnje, onda zašto da bismo transformirali srce, onda zašto to, onda da bismo se mogli vratiti nazad Bogu, i onda zašto, jer živimo lažnim životom, imitacijom života ovde u ovom neprirodnom svetu. I kad bi se vratio malo unazad, moje pitanje je da li je transformacija srca jedan apsolutni pojam, iako prestanemo da primamo znanje, da li je moguće da se retransformacija srca dogodi? Hvala.
So basically the question is about whether one can fall down, so to say, can one lose that which one has gained. Is that another way of putting it, what you're asking?
Relieved platform.
Yeah.
From at least from three gunas.
Yeah.
Znači, osnovno pitanje je da li osoba može izgubiti ono što je dobila.
Well, there are technical answers to that, which, again, Maharaj will be much more expert in than I am. But, let's see, what was it I wanted to say? We have this word transformation. There's another word they use in Christian traditions. That's transubstantiation.
Pored ove reči transformacija u hrišćanskoj tradiciji postoji reč
substantiation. A change of substance instead of a change of form.
Promena, transubstancijacija. Preobraženje.
Preobraženje. Preobraženje. Yeah. So, forms can change, but substance...
Oblici se mogu promeniti, ali suština, substanca...
We heard last night that the consciousness can never be actually made absent. There's always consciousness.
Čuli smo juče da svesnost ne može nikad da ode. Uvek mora da postoji svesnost.
And the self, we understand from Vedanta, is utterly pure in its essential identity.
Jasno razumemo iz Vedante je uvek čisto.
It's Satchit and Ananda. That's the kind of definition of Atman.
To je definicija duše, da je Satchit Ananda.
And everything else is a question of degrees of covering and maybe causes of suffering, of covering, and whether covering can come and go or not.
I sve ostalo je pitanje stupnjeva prekrivanja, razloga za to prekrivanje i da li postoji patnja.
And I would just say that you might compare it to the weather in terms of modes of nature, if we want to talk about that. The lower the modes of nature in which we are, the more unpredictable the weather can be.
To možemo porediti sa vremenom i sa gunama prirode. Što je niža guna prirode u kojoj smo, vreme je više nepredvidljivo.
And the higher we get in terms of modes of nature, of becoming more and more connected or living habituated, let's say, in the higher levels of sattva guna, then there's less and less lightning and thunder and clouds.
Isto se više odižemo kroz gune prirode i dolazimo do sattva gune regulisanim životom, postoji manje i manje grmljavine i više sunca.
Krishna surya sam maya hoya andakar jahan krishna tahan nahim maya radikar. Maya has no adhikara, has no position, no authority for one who remains in the light of Krishna.
Maya nema autoritet za onoga koji ostane u svetlosti Krishna.
But the moment there is no Krishna sun, there is shadow.
Ali u trenutku kada više nema sunca Krišne, postoji senka.
And from shadow there can be darkness, and from darkness blindness.
A od senke može postojati mrak, postati mrak, a od mraka slepilo.
So a devotee wants to always be wants to be careful.
Bhakta uvek želi biti pažljiv.
And enthusiastic to stay in the sun of Krishna.
I entuzijastičan da ostane u svetlosti.
Utsaha, nischaya, dairya, tattat, karma, pravartana, sangha, tyaga, sato, vrite, shadbir bhakti, prasidyati, six little formula principles for perfection in spiritual life.
Šest principa za savršenstvo u duhovnom životu.
5 minutes, as His Holiness Hanumat Preshika Swami put it in one lecture. He titled his lecture, 5 minutes with a genius.
Njegova svetost Hanumat Preshika Swami je tu jednoj lekciji naslovio 5 minuta sa genijem.
It takes 5 minutes to read the translations of Rupa Goswami's 11 verses which constitute the Upadesha Amrita.
Treba 5 minuta da pročitamo Rupa Gosvamijeve stihove koji se zovu Upadešamrita.
Rupa Gosvami is the genius.
Rupa Gosvami je genije.
So if you're feeling some of that darkness,
ako osjećate neku tamu,
then get out the Upadeshamrita.
Onda uzmite Upadeshamritu.
Read through the 11 verses.
Prođite kroz 11 stihova.
And you'll feel as if you've had a very nice Balaram sweet.
I osjećate se kao da imate vrlo fini Balaram slatkiš.
Or a big lump of marzipan, spiritual marzipan.
Ili veliki komad duhovnog marzipana.
You'll immediately feel all the clouds dispelled.
Odmah ćete se osjećati da su se svi oblaci razišli.
Yes. And which was the purpose of that book.
Što je bila svrha te knjige.
I think we should publish that book. It's already a pocket book. I think we should make it an even smaller book.
Mislim da trebamo izdavati ovu knjigu čak i u manjem izdanju.
One which has both first in 2 pages, all the verses translated so you can read through them instantly.
Znači u izdanju na kojem će na dve strane imate sve stihove tako da ih odmah možete pročitati.
And then the book complete with Prabhupada's purports and word for word and all that.
I onda kompletnu knjigu sa Prabhupadovim komentarima, reč po reč i sve ostalo.
Could be very nice, one you can put in your shirt pocket.
To bi bilo vrlo fino da možete staviti u džep vaše košulje.
So when you're repairing people's teeth,
kada popravljate zube ljudima,
while the patient is recovering from what you've just given them,
dok se pacijent oporavlja od tretmana,
you can step back for a moment and read the Upadeshamrita.
Možete mu pročitati Upadeshamritu.
Or between patients or something like that.
Ili između pacijenata.
The doctor will see you in a moment. He's reading Upadeshamrita.
Doktor će se vratiti za trenutak, on čita Upadeshamritu.
He's preparing himself to take care of you.
On se priprema da bi vodio brigu o vama.
And actually then you could have the translations up on the ceiling in large print for your patients to be reading while you're working on them.
Vi možete imati stihove na plafonu kada se budite da ih možete čitati.
Vacho vegam, manasa krodha vegam, jiva vegam, udara pasta vegam. Yes. Is that all right?
To redu.
Grantiraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnavarinda ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande
Hari Bol. His grace Krishna Srila Prabhu ki jai, His holiness Nityananda Maharaj ki jai.
Samo trenutak, jedno obaveštenje. Ovde sa sobom imam anketne listiće koje jedna Mataji koja studira sociologiju zamolila da podelim baktama da popune. Anketni listići su anonimni i služe radi našeg predstavljanja pokreta svesnosti Krišne na ovim prostorima, nekim naučnim krugovima. Mi ćemo vam sad to podeliti kako budete uzimali presadam. I molio bih bakta da je slobodno popune, znači to je potpuno anonimno, interesno je jedno vaše lično mišljenje. A druga stvar, želeo bih da vas zamolim da svi koji su uzimali fotografije sa ovog kampa, ljubazno podelite to sa nama, da ih date sa Čidananda Gori Prabhu, koji ovde radi za ovim kompjuterom, tako da na kraju možete svi da dobijete fotografije od svih bakta, tako da ima jednu što potpuniju sliku šta se sve desilo. To je Sačidananda Gora prvo. A upitnike ćete vratiti ovu kutiju koja će stajati pored Srila Prabhupada na stolu. On English, just shortly, I will
ask all devotees to fill these leaflets, this enquete with